Strashi or giving birth. Strashi alachaya shemesa machmes vlad shishafas. If she dies by giving birth, then she's running a lot of blood. That's not nice. That's mias. Then you don't let her stay outside. I will shar noshim anichem. The other noshim yesh. Let them stay outside. Last give the marbe hespedim. Reb Lezer Weimer no. Afilu shar noshim. The pasuk says va Thomas shom Miriam va tikover shom. The mitzomach lemisa kvura. The same place that she died, that's where they buried her. It's not covered for an isha that her orange should be outside. The Yom Reb Loza, Af Miriam ben Ishika Mesa. Miriam also died with a kiss from Hashem. Af Yashom Shom Moshe. It's just like it says by May Shom by Moshe, it says May Shom by Miriam. Umevne Mala Nermabo, why doesn't Torah say it? Al Pi Hashem. Mevne Shignaya double Miriam. It's not nice that Hashem should say that Hashem kissed Miriam, that's the way she died. So it's not nice, that's why Torah doesn't say it. But really, that's the way she died, with a kiss from Hashem. That's the easiest misa there is. Omer Rabbi Ami, Loma nismecho misas Miriam l'pashas paraduma. Why does it say her misa near the pasha paraduma? Loim lo to teach us. Ma paraduma mechaperas. Just like a paraduma was made to mechaper, even though the ikur din of a paraduma is to metayer mason, that's the main thing of paraduma. But it also came for kapara nechet egel. I tell you, it says, Pirish al mais egel. The paradum is also mechaper on the mice egel. Uchid arminu b'medrish. Moshe leven ashivcho ashetinov. Platon shamelach aymer melach tovi imov t'chaper albas. They let the mother come and clean up the dirt of the child. So also the paradum comes to clean up the chet of the chet egel. So the paradum is a kaporum. Is af misosah shal tzadikim mechaperus. The same way when tzadikim or tzidkonius when Miriam died is also mechaper. And Om Reb Loza Lom Nitzuko Mises Aaron the Big Dekuna. Why is it said right next to the Misa of Aaron, the Indian of Big Dekuna, that Ma Big Dekuna Mechaperin, just like when Kanem wear their clothing, is to do the Avoidus of Kabonus, which is a Kaporo, is of Misosa and Shosadika Mechaperis. The same thing, the Misosa and Shosadika also, when they're dying, it's a Kaporo. Hashem gives the Kaporo when Sadikim. The Kaporo is that Hashem took away the Sadikim, that's Mechaperin Klal Yisrael. Alright, we'll stop here. You have holding that Chof Ches, the second one of the big lines. Tell the Rabbonin, Meis Pisim, somebody dies suddenly, Zuhi Misa Chatufa. That's called the Misa Chatufa, type of an Einish. You die, they chap you, they grab you away. Cholo Yemecho the Meis, somebody's only sick one day, then he dies, Zuhi Misa Chatufa. It's like you're pushed away. Also a type of an Einish. Not a normal type of a Misa. Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel Leimer, Zuhi Misas Magefa. That's called also Misa of a Magefa. Shinem Raposik says, Ben Odom, Hinim Lokech Mcho es Machma de Necho of a Magefa. I'll take away, like your beloved, with a Magefa. Uksiv, the Posik says, Vi Adav Rialom Baboiker. I'll talk to them in the morning. Vatom Mesishti Bereth. And by night time his wife died. He was only sick like one day and then his wife died. That's called the Misa of a Magefa. Shnei Yomim, if somebody's only sick 2 days, then he dies, umeis, zui misas techuya. That's called another type of an einish, also not a normal misa, techuya, you are pushed away. Gimel, if somebody's only sick 3 days, then he dies, gara. Also, lush like Mishmayim, they're yelling at you, gara. Arbo nezifa. If you are sick only 4 days, then you die, also nezifa, like you are pushed away from Shemayim, also lush like nezifa, they're angry at you. Chamisha zui misas kolodim. If you're sick for at least 5 days, that's called a normal misa. That's a misas kolodom, that they're sick for at least 5 days before they die. Omer Rabbi Yechonin, Maikra, what's the pasuk? Pasuk says, Hein korvu yomecho lamus, that your days is near to die. So we dashin hein is chad. Hein means one. Korvu trei. And yomecho trei, so harei chamisha, that's like five. So that means if you're sick 5 days before you die, that's a normal death. Hein chad, how do we know that hein means one? Shekein belosh and yevoni, currently achas hein. In the Greek, they call one hein. That's what the pasuk means. That if you're sick 5 days before you die, that's a normal death. Meis pechamishim shana zuhi misas koros. Somebody dies before he reaches 50, that's called the misa of koros. Trashi chamishim shanu lamala. That's it. Zuhi Misas Karus. Chamisha Mushtaim Shen. Let's say somebody dies at exactly 52. Zuhi Misas Shel Shmuel Hamosi. Shmuel was nifter when he was 52 years old. It's a school, that's a good Misa. That's not like a Kharis, that's not a Chiyuv Kharis. That's a good Misa at 52. Shishim, somebody dies at 60. Zuhi Misa B'dei Shemayim. That's called the Misa B'dei Shemayim. That's at 60. Omer Rav Zutri, Rav Zutri says, Mikro, where's the Pasuk? The Yechzir, the Pasuk says, Tovoi, Bekelach, Elai, Kover, that come to me, Bekelach, in a stalk like, to meet the Kever, and we dashin, Bekelach, Bekelach, is the Gematria Shishim Heavy. It's Gematria 60. So that's called the Misa B'dei Shemayim, is at 60. Shivim Sheva. Somebody dies at 70, that's called an old age. Shemayim Gevura. Somebody dies at 80, means he was a Gibur, he was a strong person. The Pasuk says, Yimeshin Oseinu Behem Shivim Shana, a normal lifespan is 70 years. Behem Gevura is Shemayim Shana. But if you're strong, you live to 80. Omar Rabba, Mechamishim V'yad Shishim Shana Zuhi Mises Kars. But it meant to say 50 before a lab dot get up until 50. That means if for 50 to 60, somebody dies under 60, that's also called the Chiyuv Karas. For Haidalei Choshevlu, how come before we only learned until 50, we didn't say until 60? Mishum Kroidin Shal Shmuel Ramosi. To give cover because he died at 52, which is in between 50 and 60, so we didn't want to say at 60. But really, from 50 to 60 is the Chiyuv Karas. Just excluding 52, the dark 52, that's a special Indian, that's called Mises or Shmuel Hermosi. Rav Yosef ki have a bar shishin, when Rav Yosef got 60 years old, over lu yom tovel rabbonin. He made a party for the rabbonin. Omer, and he said Rav Yosef, that nafkali mi chorus, I didn't have a chiv chorus. Like I lived till 60, Araya didn't do any averus mechayiv mi chorus. So he made a party for that. Omalai Abaye said back, Nihi de Norfolk Lemar Mikoros Hashani. Sure, you're not going to get Koros of the years, like you lived already 60 years, of the Mikoros to Yomim Minofik. How do you know you won't die like after being sick of one day, like we had before? That means Koros to Yomim, like how do you know you'll have a normal death though? Maybe you still die beforehand. So he answered back, Omalai Nokad Lachamiyo Pagab Yotcho, but at some point I'm happy for this much. Kopon and Pagarashi says the Mikoros to Shani Mio Paltili. I was saved not to die at the age of Koros. I live till 60 already, means I don't have a Chiv of Koros. Rav Huna Nach Nashe Tissim. Rav Huna died suddenly. Having Kodaigi Rabbonin, Rabbonin feels very bad. If you die suddenly, it's a Misa Meshun, it's not a nice Misha, it's a Misa Dechuyu we had before, it's not nice. So they felt bad like for Rav Huna. Havidagi Rabbonin. Tonalu Zug de Mahadvei. So Zug, a pair of Rabbonin that came from this city called Mahadvei, that Lashanu, that we learned before, it's not a good Misa, it's not nice. Like if you die after Pisain, as called before Misa Chatufa, Lashanu Alashlagia Lagvurus. If you didn't get to 80 years, Avalagia Lagvurus, if somebody reached the age of 80, Zui Misa Tashika. The opposite, that's a good Misa then. If you die suddenly, that's like a Neshika, Hashem is kissing you, taking you away with a kiss, like by Moshe and Aaron and by Miriam. Omar Rova, Chaya, how long you live, Bini, how many children you'll have, O Mizoni, if you'll be rich or poor, if you'll have Mizonis or not, Loi V'schus Atal Yenus, it's not telling you Schus. Don't think because you're tzaddik you'll have it or not, you won't have it. Ela B'mazel Atal Yenusa. There's such a thing as a mazel. Depends what type of a mazel you were born, if you're a mazel toiv, not a mazel toiv, solely a mazel, these things. Throughout the Horab of Rav Chisda, there were two tzaddikim, Rab and Rav Chisda, Tavaya Rabbon and Tzaddik Hevi, both of them were big tzaddikim. Mar Matzliv Yosef Mitra, Mar Matzliv Yosef Mitra. Both of them, when there was a time of no rain, and they davened to Hashem, Hashem gave rain because of them. They were both tzaddikim. Still, Rav Chisda Chaya Tishin V'Tartin Shonin. Rav Chisda lived to an old age of 92. Rabba Chaya Boin, Rabbon lived to 40 years old. They Rav Chisda Shisin Ilulei. By Rav Chisda's house, he married 60 grandchildren, kids. He made 60 chasnas in his house. They Rabba Shishin Tichli. Rabba buried 60. He had to go to 60 levayas in his mishpacha. They Rav Chisda Sumida Lakalba. But Rav Chisda, there was so much flour there, he had pure flour, he even gave to his dogs there. V'loy mitzvoyi bay, and they didn't need it. Rabba, Mashenga Rabba says, Nahama disarmali inshev le mishakach. All they could afford to serve was just barley bread, even to the men, and even that they couldn't find. So you see, this is totally a mazel whether you be rich, whether you have children, how long you live. So you, what? Good shayla. That's what mazel means. Of it depends when you're born, if you're born with a good mazel or not. That's what Shalva Iyuf, he said, he wanted to make mace and be born with a new mazel. So such a thing as mazel. Exactly what that means. Right. Yeah, we all do. So that's also machlekes. They say yesh mazel b'yisrael, ein mazel b'yisrael. Also machlekes. Right. If you are my rova, hani tlas mili, these three things, boyi kai mishmaya. So rova says three things he davened for. Tati yovili, two things Hashem gave me. Chodol yovili, one he didn't give to me. Chochmos said the rafuna. He davened it should be a chacham, a talmud chacham, a kafuna. The yusra the rabchizdi should be rich like rabchizda. The Yoivulei Ansfus Nusa, the Rabba Barafuna. He wanted to have the anivus, the humbleness of Rabba Barafuna. Lo Yoivulei, this last thing he didn't get. His Rava was rich, and he was a Talmud Chacham, but he didn't have the smid of Anava like Rabba Barafuna had. Rav Shorin, name of a Talmud Chacham, Achva the Rava, he was Rava's brother, had the Yosef Kaimi the Rava, he was sitting next to Rava. Chaz Yadevi Kamenamnen, he saw Rav was like dozing off, like he was come out of ghost, he was about to die. Omalei, leima limar delo letzaren. So Rav told like his brother, please, I told the Malacham Ovis not to hurt me. He's afraid he's going to die soon. He shouldn't have pain from death. Omalei mar, so the brother Rav Shurin said back to him, lav shashvin heve, like aren't you his friend? Like you're a Talmud Chacham, you could take care of yourself. Omalei kivun the imsa mazla layashkech bei. Once my mazel was given over to the Malach HaMavis, like he has the right to kill me, I can't say anything anymore. Of Omalei, Bakopon, the brother of Shorim, asked Rava, Lechazel Limar, that after you die, like, come back to me in my dream. I want to ask you something. It's Chazelei, that's what happened. Rava came back to his brother in a dream. Omalei, Hevelei Ma, Tzara, so Rav Shorim asked his brother Rava, when you died, when the Malach HaMavis took you away, was it painful? Omalei, he said back, he rived the kesilta. Yeah, it was painful.
Rashi say,
rived the kesilta is like a wound around the wound. You hurt the wound. You have a rived the kesilta like a wound. And you have the scab around the wound, like you pull off the skin. Rava had the Yosef Kaim of Rav Nachman. Rav was once sitting in front of Rav Nachman. Chazi had to come namnim. He saw Rav Nachman was dozing off. He was very sick. He was about to die. Omalei, leimalei magla letzaren. The same thing. Rav Nachman told Rav, like, tell the Malacham Ovis not to hurt me. Omalei ma'al avodim choshev, like, what do you need me for? You're avodim choshev. Omalei, man choshev, man sofin, man rikiyam. Like, who's choshev? Who's a great person? Can I get the Malacham Ovis? When you're starting up with him, there's no such thing as choshevus. Of Omalei, but Rav is still asked Rav Nachman that, let's chazal imar, please, after you die, come back to me in my dream. It's chazalei, he showed it to him in the dream. Omalei, hevel imar tzara. So Rav asked Rav Nachman, when you died, did the Malacham Ovis give you pain? Omalei, kemishchal benisa michalba. He didn't have pain. By him, it was like taking out a hair from the milk. Like just like you pull out hair from milk, it doesn't sound harmful, it comes easy, that's the way his neshama left his body. The Omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Rav Nachman still said, that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu will tell me, Zil Behu Alma, go back to this world, Kadheve Levina, I wouldn't want to go back to this world anymore. The Nafesh Bisusei, because you have to realize he was so afraid of the Malach HaMavis, the scare, the afraid that you have of the Malach HaMavis is terrible. So even though it wasn't painful, but the scare that he had from the Malacham Ovis was terrible, for that he wouldn't want to come back to this world anymore. Shrashi Bisusa the Malacham Ovis. He was afraid of the Malacham Ovis. Rabbi Lezer had a kochel truma. Rabbi Lezer was eating truma. He was a kohen. Is Chazilei, the Malacham Ovis came to him. Because he wanted to kill him. Omalei, he said back to the Malacham Ovis, truma keachilna, falaf kodeshikri. I'm eating truma now, don't bother me. If you kill me now, you'll be matama the truma. It's not kedai. So hakachevi chalfilei. The Malacham Ovis left him alone. Chalfilei shos left him alone for a while. Doesn't say how long, but he didn't kill him then. Rav Sheshet is Chazalei Vishuka. Rav Sheshet saw the Malach HaMavis in the street. Omalei Vishuka Kebehema. Isa Legabe Besa. So Rav Sheshet told the Malach HaMavis, you want to kill me in the street like you kill an animal? Now come to me home, Chach. Come to my house. Is Rav Ashi is, so Vaisa says he didn't kill him then. Rav Ashi is Chazalei Vishuka. Rav Ashi also met the Malach HaMavis in the street. Omalei Israchli Tlasin Yomin. Rav Ashi said to Malach HaMavis, please, he asked the Malach HaMavis, please give me another 30 days. V'yahadri l'talmudei, I want to chazer over all my learning. In 30 days, I'll chazer over everything. The Yamriso, because we know, we say over that, Ashrei mi shebo lekan, v'talmudei b'yadai. It's good that somebody comes upstairs to Shemayim, and he has his learning in his hand, he knows it clearly. So therefore, Rav Ashi wanted to chazer over his learning 30 days. So the Malach HaMavis agreed, okay, of the Yom Tlos that came the 30th day, also, the Malach HaMavis came to him. So, Amalei, my kuli hai, Rav Ashi asked Malach HaMavis, what's your rush? When you come, pum, 30 days you come back. I asked for an extension of 30 days, pum, and the 30th day you come back to me. So, give me another few days. So he said, Kodokkarig Ragle, the Ranosin, the feats of Rav Nosin are pushing you. In other words, it's time for Rav Nosin to be the Rosh Hashiva now. V'yein Malchus Negas Mechavereta Afilu Kamala Neima. One can't go into the other's Malchus, the other's reign, even Kamala Neima. In other words, now's the time for him to be the Rosh Hashiva, therefore you have to go. So I gave you 30 days, I can't give you more, now's the time for me to take you. Rav Chizda Lehevi Yochulei. Rav Chizda also saw the Malach HaMavis, but he didn't give him the Malach HaMavis a chance to kill him. To Lehevi Shosek Pumeh Megiris, he was a big master of Chizda. Chizda didn't stop learning. And by his close to mind, you're learning, the Malach HaMavis can't take you away. Is Solik Yosef Be'arza Devei Rav. So the Malach HaMavis went up to the cedar tree, to the Arza, to the big cedar tree. Is Pork Arza, he made the cedar tree break. The Shosak, and the Chizda by says, stop learning, to look up what happened, he saw a tree breaking. The Yochalai, another Malach HaMavis was able to kill Rav Chizda. That's how we got Rav Chizda. Rav Chiyo Lehevi Motzla Nikra Valei. Same thing, Rav Chiyo was also a big masman, always learning Torah, so the Malach HaMavis couldn't get near him. Is Yoy Mechad, it came the day the Malach HaMavis wanted to take him. Is Id Malay Kaniya, he dressed up the Malach HaMavis like a nun, like a poor person by the door. And also Torah Fabova. So the Malach HaMavis looked like a poor person, knocked at the door. Or Malay Afak Lirifta. He said like, please give me bread, I'm hungry. Is Afikulay. So Rav Chiyo himself didn't, but it was brought out to the Yoni, bread, Chais's wife, other people brought out the bread. Omalei, so the Oni said to Rav Chiyo, for love come rachem araniya, why don't you have rachmanos on the Oni itself? And hugavra amayla come rachem, like how come you're not having rachmanos, Ismar? Is golilei achvalei shuta denura and amsla nafshi. So everybody says Rav Chiyo went outside to give him the food, and when he went outside, he showed him Rashi with the order that the Malach HaMavis, has the nehura, the fire came out, and Amstel Nafshe gave over his nefesh to the Malach HaMavis. That's the way he killed Rabbi Chiyah. So that's the Mishnah. Noshim b'moyed. If somebody has Levaya to